Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I'm having an awesome time. I just love it, love it, love it. You know what we do here at Good Deeds? Our whole mission and purpose is to help other people show, you know, we want to share their message with the world. And we do that in so many ways. Of course, through the radio show. We do it through television. We actually do telesummits, webinars, and a couple live events. You know, because people don't realize that one platform can give them exposure to millions and billions of people. So you do not take it lightly. And we just love, you know, I love to dress up. I think I got that from my being a child. I had all my dogs, their hair was looking good. All they, my pets, they were sharp too. And I love going to dress up. One thing I really enjoy about TV is I have someone do my hair, I have someone do my makeup, and someone to pick my clothes out. Isn't that amazing? And it's a whole nother level when they sponsor it, okay? But I have to say that. The reason I'm saying all this, I have met a beautiful, beautiful, you know, I really love talking with young people. Because young people, they actually give you energy. They actually make you want to say, okay, I need to be not sitting on this couch. I need to be really working in my purpose. And that's why I'm really going to, you guys going to enjoy this awesome, awesome young lady we have today. I mean, she has her own fashion boutique. She's a caterer. And you know, when you can find a young person that actually can cook, you know where it came from. They actually were trained the right way. And we just want to have an awesome time today. She has her own fashion boutique. You know, I'm going to be hanging out there. And then she's a caterer. She's an extraordinaire. I mean, she's a extraordinaire. I can't even pronounce it. Hallelujah. Y'all know how I mean. We have Tiana Thomas with us. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for hanging out here with Good Deeds.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Okay, well, my family is from New Orleans. My mother's side is from New Orleans, but, of course, I was born down here. I have a fashion boutique, Bior Kashamar. It specializes in women products, heels, dresses, purses, shades, just limited edition things. And also, I have a dog boutique. In the dog boutique, I design dog clothing with crystals and diamonds and with the collars and leashes just to have your puppy dressed from head to toe. And also, I have a catering business, Tatiana's Catering, and I do all type of cuisines from cupcakes, from Jamaican food, from American food. I do it all. And also, I am a spiritual advisor, and with my spiritual advisory, I guide people and help people figure out what's their soul purpose and also figure out, have them step and walk into their spiritual journey, because that's what I was put here to help people. So I'm just trying to live out my soul purpose so I can help guide people and help people on the way. I have a daughter. She's 4
wow.
years old. Yes. Mm-hmm. She's 4 years old, and she's in pre-K, and she'll be in kindergarten next year. But other than that, I'm just moving forward and trying to get my things off the ground and then inspiring other people as I stay motivated and driven. So that sums it all up. I'm pushing towards it.
Well, you know, I want to, first of all, ladies, we have to, and I should have had this set up, but I'm going to see if I can get it. We want to say happy birthday. This is your birthday today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm 24 today. I feel so old.
Wow. Well, did you know I'm up here trying to subtract and say, what was I doing at 24? Have mercy. But Lord have mercy. But, you know, I have to go back. I have to go back because you're in my neck of woods now when you're talking about helping people walk in their purpose. I mean, we're kindred on that. And,
yes.
You know, if somebody, you know, because we have so many people, I really believe a lot of people, unfortunate, have lost hope. A lot of people don't know what to do next. And a lot of people, you know, I think T.D. Jakes says it's the best. They don't even know their purpose. Tell us a little bit, you know, of course we need to make an appointment with her to go through individual people's, life. But just in general, what has been your experience to recognize what your purpose is and the things that you actually want to do in life?
Well, first off, you know, with my fashion boutique, I sketched that in the 10th grade, but I started sewing and crocheting in the 6th grade. So I always had a passion for fashion and, you know, things like that. So I sketched B.R. Kashimar and I brought it to life because it was a goal and it was a dream. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I always feel like if you have a dream, it's something you want to get off the ground, you know, you have to strive towards it. And then with me being a spiritual advisor, I always knew that was my sole purpose, you know, helping others, because I just feel like it's so many people that's lost and so many people don't know who they are. And it starts by finding out who you are. And I'm not talking about in the physical, I'm talking about spiritual. Who are you? And do you walk on your spiritual journey? Because once you start walking in your spiritual journey, that's when you find out who you are and who you was destined to be. But you have to look inside. And when you look inside, you're going to find yourself, and then you're going to find God, so it can line up with why he put you here. You know, everyone was put here for a reason. And I knew that my reason was, my sole purpose was and is guiding people and having people walk in their spiritual journey so they can figure out who they are and why they was put here. Because it's vital for people to know why they're here, you know, instead of just living this everyday life where, you know, they're not really happy and they're still trying to figure out why they're here, you know. And I feel like, you know, everyone God picked, we was just many of his spirits, angels floating around. He picked you to be in this physical form for this amount of time, so you need to be living out your destiny and your purpose while you're here on earth in this physical body. So it means you need to find out, what is it that I am supposed to be doing here? And it's major. I take it so serious because, you know, we're only in this temple for 100 years, you know, not saying that we're not going to move on from there, because we are, but while you're here right now, why limit yourself? Find out what's for you and what works for you and move forward. And I can't say that enough, you know, it's just so many people that's lost, and it gets to me all the time, so I'm just trying to help as many people as I can and guide them down their spiritual path so they can know why they was here and why they're put here.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because I can say we're almost double age. I can turn your age the other way, and that'll be me. But so that's why I'm laughing, because you have so much wisdom, and, oh, my God, at an early age. Not, I should say early age, you know, you're an adult. But I'm just so amazed. I love it. But, you know, I have to read, and I'm going to read this verbatim, and I rarely do this, Tiana, but I think I have to. I'm going to read the last sentence of your bio. And the reason, I just don't want to mess it up, because if it's okay with you, I want you to expand a little bit on it, if it's okay. You have here that the testimony that I want to share with us, with everybody, with the world, is about the death of my mother and how I was blessed beyond measures after that.
Yes. Well, my mother, she died in 95. She was a hardworking mother of three kids. It's me, I was the youngest, my sister, and my older brother. She was just, you know, a hardworking mother. She had three kids. She was working three jobs, and we were staying in Thomasville Project. People that's, you know, from Atlanta, they know where Thomasville Project is. And she was just working hard, and she told, you know, my grandmother and my auntie, who is now my best friend, that, you know, she was just tired of, you know, working hard, and she just couldn't get us to where she wanted us to be. She had told them that, you know, she wanted us to go to private school, go on Disney vacations, and just live a life that she knew she wasn't going to be able to give us. So not even just her death, she sacrificed. I see it as a sacrifice, because right when she told God and my auntie the day before she died that she was ready, they was thinking that she was just, you know, having a regular girl talk, like, you know, yeah, girl, I'm just tired. But she was telling them that she is tired and that she was ready, and she had faith that if God was to take her, that we would get everything that she wanted. And that's exactly what happened. A year after that, we received the settlement. But let me go back. She died in a car accident, one of the biggest car accidents in Georgia. It's still in the library archives. Her name is Wendy Porter. She died in, it was a huge car accident. It was one of the car accidents where the tractor trailers cannot drive on the fast lanes anymore, just because of that. That car accident was a car accident that the tractor trailers can now no longer drive on the fast lane. They went under the tractor trailer. It was a tragic car accident. I lost my mom. She died instantly. So God didn't let her suffer. My brother, he was on life support for 2 days, and they had to pull the plug. And also my cousin was in the car accident. But till this day, he says that an angel moved him from the highway and moved him to the side of the road. My auntie, she was a vegetable, and she had to start all back over. She is a miracle. So that car accident happened, and God took my mom instantly. She didn't have to suffer at all. And the year after that, we received our settlement, and once we received that, I was able to go to private schools. I was able to go to Disney vacation. I was living in a whole totally different part of Georgia. So everything my mom wanted for us, you never know when it's your time. And she knew. She called my grandma. She said, you know, if anything was to happen to me, make sure you stay in, you know, Tiana, you know, and Kiara's lives. And God took her the next day. So you never know how you're going to be taken out of this world. But the higher power, he listens, and he listened to my mom, and she sacrificed herself for me so I can live a better life. And not only me, but for me to be able to bless my child and be able to take care of my child because of my mom's sacrifice. So it's definitely a testimony, you know, that I feel like I should share with the world, because there's so many people who have lost parents to situations like this and didn't have the money to get a lawyer, and nothing came out of it. I see my mom as an inspiration. You know, she was such a strong woman, and I look up to her to be the best mother I can be to my children because of her sacrifice that she gave for me to live a better life. So that's
That is so powerful, and you actually ministering to me as well, because my brother passed away about 3 years ago now, and it has totally changed our family as well in regards to, and you know, I'm glad you said it in your bio that you were blessed beyond measure after that, because I actually see that my parents moved into a new home. I mean, within 2 weeks, actually, we were in the process of doing that when he passed, but my niece is in college. My sister has a job, new job, and I actually God has entrusted me with a whole new ministry. You know, in the media, and you know, and of course, speaking as well. So when you said that, because you know, sometimes you feel, and I'm just being very transparent here, you feel a little guilty because you're like, wow, they're not here to enjoy that. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Every time I speak, every time I'm on a show, every time I do something, I feel a cool breeze like I have already when you first started talking, that I know the presence of my brother is with me. So you minister to me, and I know so many other people that have been listening can say the same thing, and I thank you, because when I read that in my preparation, I said, you know what, she's going to have to tell me something. And the Holy Spirit confirmed that thing and said, yeah, she's going to get you straight.
Yes, that's definitely, yes, it's, I feel like, I started writing a book in 2010 about the testimony, so it's something that I've definitely been working on to get it out there, because, you know, everyone has a different experience when it comes to a brother or a mother, a parent, a cousin. You know, everyone goes through different things, you know, and just that sacrifice. And my mom, you know, her sacrifice alone has blessed me, and she's still here with me in spirit. So I'm never sad she's not here in the physical form, because she's always around me in spirit. So I just know that, you know, when she's with me in spirit, that's enough comfort that I need, because she sacrificed herself for us, and I do not let her death go in vain. I'm moving forward. I'm trying to make a life, you know, for myself and for my child. So I'm just moving forward with my goals, so I could continue to make her happy and also make myself happy and just do what I know is right for me.
I got to clap. I know I'm making noise, y'all. But, girl, you going to make me dance around this place right here. Oh, my God. But let me, because I love, let's circle back, because we want to make sure people know how, of course, we're going to say how people can contact you. But I just, you know, I love animals. I nothing against cats, but I've had several puppies. But
yes.
In regards, I mean, I'm going to ask a crazy question, because I haven't had a pet in a while. I'm actually, you know, probably going to look into that shortly. How do you, I mean, because all pets are different sizes, so how do you actually can create and craft an actual outfit for our loved ones, our best friend in life?
Okay, some clothes, what I do is when I get the fabric, I measure. I have like these little dog model statues, and some I also just pre-order them just blank with different sizes, and all the ones that I pre-order is just blank, and I'll bedazzle them with hearts and diamonds and different designs, and some I'll do the custom with the fabric. Now, with the fabric, I normally try to stick between extra small and medium. Unfortunately, Cupcake Push Boutique doesn't have any clothes to fit the extra, extra, extra large dogs, but I'm working on it. Because, I don't want to leave them out. I have collars and leashes for the extra large dogs, but not clothes.
Wow, that's so powerful. What we're going to do just real quickly, Tiana, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, you didn't set me on fire. I mean, I'm ready to really run right now. But I wanted you to come back and talk a little bit more about your fashion boutique. And, of course, with the different seasons, you know, the different holidays and all that, in regards of how you do your catering, and then you can follow up on that, and of course how we can obtain your services. But what we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back, you guys. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nay Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
We're back, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're just having an awesome time, but we love to let our advertisers and our sponsors get their information out, because that's what we love to do, is let other people share their information, their testimonies, of course, to the world. And it and helps people. If you said, because I know my, Tiana, it made me just on fire. But, you know, if you want more information about our advertising, our sponsoring, the other things that we do with our speaking and television, et cetera, please go to www.reneesunday.com. Again, it's www.reneesunday.com. Tiana, but please tell us a little bit more, as we were saying, a little bit more about your fashion boutique and also, you know, how do you, you know, the whole spectrum, you know, it's a whole spectrum of your catering and how we can, of course, obtain your services.
Okay. The fashion boutique, Bier Kashimar, like I say, you know, we have heels, purses, jewelry, clothing. We go by season, so some of the clothing I have, I switch it up. You know, we go by seasons. We go by fall, spring, winter. So some of those, we have some more stuff that's coming in. Right now, we just have logo shirts in heels and jewelry. And it's brkashimar@facebook.com. And you also can email me at brkashimar@yahoo.com for special orders. We have majority limited edition things. The limited edition items are not on, you know, it's not here all the time. And then what Tatiana's catering, Tatiana's catering, like I said, I do desserts, I do soul food, Jamaican food, and you can get in touch with me at www.tatianascatering.wordpress.com or just simply email tatianascatering@yahoo.com. I do birthday parties, small weddings, and, you know, just little get-togethers with Tatiana's Catering. Cupcake Push Boutique, I'm also on Facebook at Cupcake Push Boutique at facebook.com. And that's how you can get in touch with me.
Well, you know, a question just came in. Do you actually do, you know, because a lot of, you know, marriage is a good thing. But something, you know, sometimes, you know, couples want to have a private dinner that people
yes.
come into their home and actually, you know, make a meal. Do you offer that service?
Yes, I do. I do private dinners. Private dinners, birthday parties, anything where it's gatherings and it's small, it's not over big. I do all type. I have a party actually coming up on Saturday for my goddaughters. It's a Paris Parisian, and that's going to be huge. The party's going to be huge. So, yes, I do just about anything, as long as it's not too big. I'm trying to stay at a certain size right now. But, yes, private dinners, I also do that, yes.
Wow, that's powerful. But, you know, this time goes by so quickly. Please give us, you know, any last-minute thoughts you want us to know about you. And then please just circle back up with your websites again of how we can contact you.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show today and, you know, letting my testimony, you know, get out to the world, because you never know who's listening and how it can bless somebody else. And also, you know, with the spiritual journey, you know, I can't say it anymore. You know, I'll say people, just please look into yourself and please walk down and find out your soul purpose and who you are. And like I said, my website for Bier Kashimar is BEAUCAUCHEMAR at Facebook, and Tatiana's Catering is tatianascatering.wordpress.com. That's how you can get in touch with me. And Cupcake Pooch Boutique is CUPPYCAKE Pooch, POOCH Boutique at Facebook.com. And I also have email addresses for all of those. It's the same, cupcakepushboutique@yahoo.com, brkashimar@yahoo.com, and tatianascatering@yahoo.com.
I love it. And I want to add on to that what she said about purpose. You know, everybody have their own purpose. I rarely say the word competition. You know, if you think about a pizza, you think about the sun, you think about the moon, just a little slice of that is you. All of us can work together to make this thing work, because what we
yes.
all are doing is showing people to the light, and the light, the
yes.
capital T, capital L, is God. It's not us. It's not man. And you know,
yes.
Tyann, I have to be transparent. I thought my purpose was anesthesia. I mean, for 14 years. Till I lost
okay.
my job, not once, but twice. And, you know, God has really entrusted me with the media, speaking to people, and, you know, ministering the word. And I just thank God for that, because because you just got to trust the process. That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's all about trusting the process.
We want to thank you. This is not the first time. We're going to actually have to do some things, more things together. And I thank you so much for taking time out and being with us here on Good Deeds.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You guys, you know, this has been so awesome. I'm almost in tears. You know, it doesn't take much from me, but I really enjoy other people that's really praising God, that's worshiping God. And, you know, we always end with an awesome inspirational song, and this one goes so nicely. And it's my awesome friend called Smiler Dawn. That's just the stage name, Smiler Dawn. And the song I want to play from him is called Let Go. And we all have to do that, just like Tiana Thomas told us today, that we actually need to step out the way and we need to let God handle everything. If we do that, guarantee you will walk into abundance. You will actually be a blessing to other people. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Please enjoy this song, Let Go.
I'm giving my life to you now.
When mountains seem impassable, I touch my knees to the floor. Before I stand back to my feet, I had the strength to push forth. I can't express how much I'm grateful to be favored by him, to shine a light on those who feel me until their money's well spent. And not no spark, I'm talking more like soaked in gas and then lit. So bright that Lucifer wouldn't look like he had dirt on his chin. We run the shopping malls, but run from many buildings where steeples are freedoms of being stripped and immediately lobotomizes the people. I'm slinging oil for friends who may end up in that lake burning. Your judgment doesn't concern me, it's just human discernment. I know I'm blessed, and if necessary, I give you my pants and my shirt. I pray my message is embraced and helps extend someone's church. Trying to save as many as possible before we're dropped in the dirt. Through my experience and wisdom from basic instructions before leaving the earth, encouraging folk how to heal and eventually never get hurt. God has mysterious ways. Stop playing roadblock and delay. Let them work.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Because of that love, we don't have enough to stand on the tips of our toes. Before our blessing can manifest, we ask God, please send us votes. And I know I say I a lot. In truth, all my strength comes from him. I'm charged to bless those in seeking votes and close to abandoning ship. I pray you hear that God loves you and you gain some hope from my craft. Even though your family's grasping the bowl and you're wet, pushing your rap. This parent firmly believes in unlocking his children's genius. They shouldn't beef over turf and drugs. They should disagree on a thesis. But with every negative they embrace, their chances of freedom decrease. The least you can do, pay attention while them babies is reading. I try to stimulate my seeds with things that inspire and feed them. Share with my kids the lessons I got when me and their mom took collegiate. Keep a prayer for life of faith and your blessings will come in due season. You just at the base of the mountain, look at the peak and reach and stop peeking.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Right now it's cool to be stupid, they call you dumb if you smart. They call you the man if you sell drugs, they call you a lame if you aren't. Never mind that, keep saying impressed wood with intelligent thought. Similar to Noah when it was high tide and he was riding in his ark. He said it was coming, they said he was crazy and they kept laughing at him. So water washed away their grins and corpses floated by a ship. I try to give my people prophecy every time I beat sins. And again I feel like I'm building a boat with every stroke of this pen. So the situation I'm faced with, embrace the cage of my demons. Instead of unleashing them on my people, instrumentals I feed them. And they'll try to stop me with that stance, but I'ma continue my thesis. Lay down rhymes so righteous it might just give me a seat next to Jesus. The number of people in attendance never faze me a bit, cause God will place me in front of the souls in which this message is meant.
I'm giving my life to you now.